This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Massachusetts is a healthcare leader. First in the nation, universal insurance program, top hospitals and doctors and such. Pat ourselves on the back kind of things. But the state is also a national leader when it comes to how much we spend on healthcare. A new report from the state's Center on Health Information and Analysis finds that total spending on healthcare in Massachusetts jumped to $54 billion last year, up almost 5%, double the rate of growth we saw in 2013. And as costs continue to rise, even though a few years ago, Massachusetts did chalk up another first when the state passed a law designed to control healthcare costs. To find out why this interesting dynamic is emerging in Massachusetts, let's turn to Stuart Altman. He's the chairman of the state's Health Policy Commission and a professor of national health policy at Brandeis University. Professor Altman, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
So, first of all, the state had set a benchmark of no more than 3.6% increase in healthcare spending, but instead, as the report references, we saw a 4.8% increase last year. Do we know why we had that bigger jump?
I think we know in general why, and I think that your listeners need to understand that actually the report was quite good, because for the majority, the vast majority of individuals in the Commonwealth, they're going to see the increases were far less than the 3.6. Actually, they were among the lowest that we've seen in the last 40 years.
What do you mean by that? The increase in individual spending?
Increases in premiums for privately insured was less than 3%, 2.9. Medicare increases for people who were on Medicare was about 2.1. And so for the majority of the individuals in our state, the increases were quite moderate. The big increase, though, which led to the fact that overall state spending went up, was for MassHealth, which is our Medicaid program. And there were a number of reasons which are important, so I don't want to downplay them, mm-hmm. but they could turn out to be only temporary, which is the fact that MassHealth was asked to enroll a significant number of individuals because of the connector or exchange had troubles, and so...
Well, the website crashed,
exactly.
Right.
So that led... We're not exactly sure, and I don't want to... We need to dig much deeper, but it's possible that part of the increase was due to the fact that several hundred thousand additional people were on MassHealth that will not be on next year, and... As the Baker administration has pointed out, they are now doing a thorough check to make sure that everyone who is on MassHealth should be on, and apparently they have found 200,000 people who really shouldn't be on it. So I think we need to understand that there's a lot of good news in that report. It is not an all bad
right.
story.
Well, to put this in a little bit of context, the jump in MassHealth spending was 19%, nearly $2.5 billion, so quite a significant increase there.
And as I said, part of it could be attributed to these substantial increase in enrollment, but there also was a very major growth in what they spend on prescription drugs because of two things. One, the introduction of some new drugs, which are quite good, but are very, very expensive. And MassHealth disproportionately has populations that use those drugs.
Mm. Well, let me ask you, though. I mean, the reason why the state passed its 2012 healthcare cost control law is because the big picture, year on year, is that rising costs are basically unsustainable. I mean, the federal government itself projects that per capita spending on healthcare will rise by, approximately 4.9% a year nationally through 2024. So, I mean, this at least for this past year, the latest report puts Massachusetts kind of on the same pace as the rest of the country. But do you still carry the concern that that level of growth in spending is unsustainable?
Well, first of all, I totally agree with your statement. We are spending a very sizable amount of money, and we really need to take a hard look at how we can get those numbers down. So I am not at all suggesting that these increases are acceptable. But I also think we need to focus on where the issues are. I do think that both our hospitals and physicians and our health plans are really understand that they need to get costs down, and that's why most of the growth is quite limited for the average patient. And we need to work harder. We need to be concerned about these big increases in prescription drug spending and see to what extent people really need these new expensive drugs and whether there's anything else we can do about it. For example, some of these drugs should be trade-offs with services. So if people are taking expensive drugs, then maybe they need less healthcare services. Clearly, that's the argument for this new drug, Sovaldi, which claims that it can cure people with hepatitis C so they won't have need services for their whole life.
Mm.
So we need to do more, Meghna. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and I think the reason why a lot of people, just everyday average people, are really concerned about this is that, you know, I take your point earlier that maybe this past year as individuals in terms of premiums that we didn't see a 5% increase, but, you know, roughly a 2-3% increase. But in the long run, I mean, the money has to come from somewhere. This morning, WBUR's Martha Biebinger pointed out that small businesses may see the base rate for their premiums increase by 6%. And this same report on statewide spending showed that more and more people are being pushed to high deductible plans and that premiums and that out-of-pocket expenditures are rising. And this is the thing that I think people are really concerned about, that they are feeling the impact of rising costs on a day-to-day basis, more so with each additional year, are they not?
Well, as I said, I'm very sympathetic to both the individual rise and also small businesses. The question that's going to come down, and we're going to have to face it, is whether we're prepared to be tougher in terms of the kind of services we want, whether we can go to our most expensive facilities for fairly routine activities, which are more expensive than getting it in the community, whether they could get stuff on an ambulatory basis in a physician's office or a clinic rather than going to the hospital. You know, there are a lot of reasons why healthcare spending is going up. And not only do providers and plans need to be focused on it, but we as patients need to as well.
Right.
So if we're going to really get at this very complicated issue, all of us have to participate.
Professor Altman, last question. It was a while ago you came into our studio when you had just written a book about America's long and fraught history with healthcare reform. I mean, you have taken a very broad and long look at how we have struggled with this nationwide year after year. So now that you've been doing this for the state's Health Policy Commission for a couple of years, chairing the commission, how do you see, honestly, how do you see Massachusetts' efforts thus far in terms of, you know, we got everyone and most everyone insured, but in dealing with the cost control side of things?
So the law that was passed in 2012, Section 224, which set up the Health Policy Commission and a number of other things, took a middle stance. It did not introduce a very tight regulatory system. It set in place a whole set of changes that hopefully would improve the market. And some of them are working, including increasing high deductible. I mean, that's part of the market. Either, you know, we can do one of three things. Either we can let your things go just the way they want, or we can have a tightly regulated system with its positives and negatives, or we can try to make the market, the providers, the payers, you know, do a better job. And that's what we're trying to do. And I think we've made progress. Now, do I think that overnight we are going to bring down these costs to actually reduce? No. And I do think that it's quite likely that as we move in the future, we're going to see increases that are higher. The question is going to be, are we prepared as a state or as a country to do more? And that's a long-term discussion we need to have.
Stuart Altman chairs the board of the state's Health Policy Commission. He's also professor of national health policy at Brandeis University. Professor Altman, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure.
There's more of the show in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.